Chifornik, like many other villages in the Delta, is facing some tough choices on how to best combat rapid erosion and flooding caused by climate change. Max Neal works with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, helping 36 threatened Alaskan communities.
Just in the long term, I think sea level rise for your area is going to be a big issue, and it's possible that sea level rise could, if our global leaders do not address climate change, it's possible that it could rise 3 meters, like around 10 feet, by the end of the century, which is really scary.
Neal is speaking to the village traditional tribal council, the Chifornik Tribal Corporation, and local government officials on a windy Thursday afternoon in December. Packed tightly into the tribal council boardroom, located on the second story of the village's only store, Neal pulls out a map showing what just 2 meters of water inundation might look like in the Delta over the coming decades.
I just urge you to consider that in all of your planning efforts. What's going to happen with permafrost, what's going to happen with erosion, and what's going to happen with sea level rise? And we're here to try to help you find funding to collect the data that you need to make good decisions.
State Representative Zach Fansler was there too. A former Bethel City Council member, he was all ears. He talked about it afterwards.
Well, erosion is an issue that we see in almost every village we go to. It's an issue whether it's Napakiak or it's an issue that we see in Akiak or here in Chifornik. Obviously, in Newtok, it's a big deal. But to Nunik, pretty much everywhere on the coast.
Fansler is joined by Neal for a walk down to the Head Start building. It sits 20 feet from the shoreline.
I was concerned about our building where it's at because erosion in our building, it's just going to go. And we're not high enough to be protected.
Eliza Tanuchuk is the lead teacher for Head Start. One of the oldest buildings in town, the Head Start building was erected by the Bureau of Indian Affairs in the 1980s.
There's asbestos under our floor, but it's covered. They said it's okay as long as it's covered.
The village center is about a quarter mile away. That doesn't sound far, but on a winter day like today, when there's a blizzard with 35-mile-an-hour winds, it's too dangerous for little 4- and 5-year-olds to go outside or walk home unattended.
If you were located closer to the village, where would you be, do you think? Where would you like to be?
In the center of the village, because it's probably safer.
Back in the Chifornik Council boardroom, the group discusses ways to raise funds, selling off equipment not currently used, rejoining RuralCap, and getting involved in community-based erosion monitoring projects. Max Neal of the Tribal Health Consortium says that can document the village's problem.
It's pretty cheap to participate in it. I think that would be really good to help you collect some data that can show to the federal government, this is happening at this rate, and we predict it'll impact these things at these times.
Fansler agrees. He says the data can also help him build a case in Juneau.
It's really important that we have these fact-finding missions, and it's really important that we gather as much information as possible.
Fansler says villages also need to be comparing notes with one another as they look for resources and strategies to deal with erosion.
Sometimes we have a community that figures something out and does it really well. And we want them, hopefully, to share that knowledge with other communities that are experiencing similar effects.
Fansler made no promises, but he's hopeful the information he's learned will help him advocate on behalf of Chifornik and many other YK Delta villages. General Manager Rosalie Chalistuk of the Chifornik Village Corporation is grateful the group traveled here to see the situation for themselves.
Yes, there's a big concern in the village of Newtok. Mm-hmm. Their land is eroding fast, but guess what? My auntie's house is only 12 feet away from falling into the river. We would really like some exposure. Thank you for showing up.
For KYUK News in Chifornik, I'm Christine Trudeau.